State lawmakers are back at the Capitol this week for the start of the 2021 legislative session. While much of this year's focus will be on responding to health and economic fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic, other issues will also be raised, like plans to address climate change. Big-ticket items like cutting national carbon emissions or raising infrastructure ahead of sea level rise are often the focus in discussions of climate change. But Enric Sala says local governments can take on plenty of smaller efforts.
Shifting to electric public transportation, mandating limit for emissions from buildings, for example.
Sala is an oceanographer and a National Geographic explorer in residence. Last year's legislative session was largely derailed by the pandemic, forcing lawmakers to divert focus away from other priorities. Climate advocates want this year to be different. North Kona Representative Nicole Lowen chairs the House Committee on Energy and Environmental Protection.
We're looking at a number of bills that set goals for the transition of the transportation sector to, you know, electric vehicles or other vehicles powered by renewable sources.
Lowen says lawmakers will introduce measures to expand electric vehicle charging infrastructure and make new buildings more energy efficient. Climate change will also require adapting to new environmental conditions and more severe weather events. South Maui Representative Tina Wildberger wants to require all new buildings be constructed to withstand a Category 4 hurricane. She also wants to create a new state agency to manage shoreline erosion, arguing the Department of Land and Natural Resources has turned a blind eye to seawall construction that has destroyed local beaches.
And that's something that we need to move away from. Our sea level is rising, and what are we going to do with these shoreline properties, right? We have got to stop investment owners from benefiting from shoreline hardening, or we are not going to have any beaches left for our future generations.
With the state facing a multi-billion dollar budget shortfall, any measure that requires new spending or tax incentives will face an uphill battle. One climate-friendly proposal that may gain new support this year is a tax on carbon emissions. It's something Wildberger proposed last year, and it has broad support from economists as one of the easiest ways to reduce carbon.
It's going to be all about bringing money in, so this is a great year for carbon tax.
Representative Lowen plans to propose a carbon tax this year, but also acknowledges there will be pressure not to increase costs for local businesses and households during a recession.
We need sweeping action to deal with climate change, and I do support some of these measures if they're done the right way to make sure that we are not having unintended negative consequences on anyone.
Both lawmakers say immediate pandemic-related concerns like food security, housing, and the budget will likely take priority at the Capitol this year. But they want to make sure longer-term problems like climate don't fall by the wayside for a second year in a row. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.